I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having us on today. It's almost a weekend. One more day to go. And yes, 1 week from today is Thanksgiving Day.
You know what that means?
One week from today.
You have to, between now and next week, bring in your chorizo stuff.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'll make a batch of that. I'm making two because we're going to take one up to my sister's over the holiday weekend.
That was really good. I'm going to need a nutrition count on that, too, so I can put it in my Fitness Pal app and I know how to adjust my macros.
Okay, all right. I'll get that for you, but I'll make some. You know, what's funny. It's like, yeah, I could make it anytime, but it's like I only make it this, well, like once a year. And if I end up not making it on Thanksgiving, I'll make it at Christmas.
Speaking of stuffing, guess what I ran across at Costco?
What?
The best, other than your chorizo, okay, the best stuffing I have ever had in my entire life.
Were they sampling?
Yes.
Yes, good.
Pepperidge Farm.
Is it only good? Sometimes things are only good because it's sample size. And once you have like a heaping one. Portion, yeah. Like I like to eat stuffing like just by a giant spoonful.
Yeah, well, first of all, he goes to Costco on a Saturday. Anybody, you don't do that.
Now, that's when they're like the most active as far as samples and employees too, right?
Yes. Though?
It's just not worth it to me. He sent a picture of the line and I looked at it and I went, I would abandon my cart. I would just abandon it and leave. I couldn't do it.
But you said you got through it fast.
It moved decently.
Did they bring in some additional troops to handle things?
Every register was just
all hands on deck. All hands on deck.
I think being a cashier has to probably be one of the worst jobs. Because you're just standing there.
I've done it.
I mean, you're doing things, but God, and people come through and they, same joke every time when it does scan. Oh, guess it's free. I go, guess I've been hearing that since 1774.
That was before the Revolutionary War.
I know.
Yeah. That's a long time. Wow.
Gee. We had clients come in yesterday and Todd, the one sales rep, was walking them around their electric company.
They're touring the building.
Yeah, they were an electric company. And I asked him about their company. He goes, oh yeah, we've been in business since 1928. And I go, oh, before electricity was even invented. And just like that, nobody laughed except for me.
And they walked out.
Yeah.
Like, they immediately turned and left.
WPAW, nope. Yeah.
We're done.
Well, I guess we'll advertise elsewhere.
We're not spending our money with these geeks. All right, it's 5:41. We got a lot of stuff to do today. We got stuff to give away. We got stuff to talk about. Chase and I had a little adventure yesterday. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things to do today, including give away Miranda Lambert tickets. We're going to do that a little later, too.
You need a copious amount of coffee to keep me awake.
It's showtime.
You know, I never did smoke. I don't understand how hard it is to quit. I know it's tough. I mean, Amy, you smoked at one time, right?
I did. And you know what? I woke up, I go, I don't want to do this anymore. And I stopped because you're in control of who you are. Stop blaming cigarette companies.
There you go.
It's harder to quit than heroin. They say that about sugar, too. Yeah.
Happy Thursday morning.
6:03. Yesterday I said to Chase, hey, we're going to lunch today, but I'm not telling you where.
Oh, God.
You get excited about it.
And then he would not stop asking
questions.
He
started investigating immediately.
You found a place, a hidden gem.
Yeah, I know.
He Googled lunch with Dale, ?
Oh, he did.
Where are we going?
We're
going
to find out where you guys went at 8:10. But in the meantime, there's a picture of you two at lunch with your food. People can guess if they follow us on Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 622. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. So how much money do you need to be in the top 10% of earners in North Carolina? You know, and you could, I don't know what you would consider yourself. I guess it depends on how much money you saved over the course of your lifetime, whether you consider yourself well off or even rich. Take a guess at the annual pay you would need to be in the top 10% of earners in the state of North Carolina.
Oh, annual gosh. Pay, I'm going to say.
And remember this, to be in the top 10%.
Top 10%. I'm going to say 200,000.
200,000, you.
Three.
300,000. $86,970. You're in the top 10% earners.
I'm surprised mostly because of Charlotte and the Raleigh area, because it's big on tech and banking.
The most money you need to be in the top 10% earners, the District of Columbia, $164,200 to be in the top 10% of earners.
Wow.
These averages always seem low.
Gosh, $86,000, that's so far away from me.
All right, well, the holidays are coming. 1 week from today is Thanksgiving Day. The eating season has begun. 30% of people say they've had a moment during the holidays where they've had to unbutton their pants because they ate too much.
Yeah, I take a bra yesterday. Off. I'm like, why is this sitting on? Blah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
The average American.
Throw it on grandma.
Yeah.
The average grandma American will gain 6 pounds over the next month and a half.
That's not even a thing. I can do that on a Saturday. If you are alone and sad enough. Weight is not enough.
It's not an option.
So here's a clever marketing idea. The Detroit Free Press ran a story about a ramen noodle restaurant in Detroit that's putting out a 2020 calendar. That's nothing new. Businesses put out calendars all the time. It's a good thing. People put them on the refrigerator or whatever and are reminded of the business. Well, this particular calendar is a little different. The owner of Johnny Noodle King says that the calendars are tastefully done. Their employees posing naked while holding bowls of ramen noodles. The owner's wife took all the pictures. The calendars cost $10. Proceeds benefit Friends of Detroit Animal Care and Control.
Tell me who you've seen at a noodle restaurant or from Detroit that you're like, can't wait to see them naked.
Hey, I don't know. I haven't seen the calendar, but it's a pretty clever marketing idea.
I think we're all more interested in the food and the recipes here.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking about.
Here's the name of the calendar, though. The ramen noodles, N-U-D.
Oh, L-E-S. Nudes.
Yeah.
What if we did a wolf one?
With the calendar us. Or we're nude?
A nude calendar for the Wake Up with the Wolf show.
Or we put like microphones and stuff where our private parts are. And
My question is,
I can put all your complaints, just every, I'll just tape all your complaints to my body.
Right, all the complaints she's received.
Yeah, basically, she'll be wearing clothes.
Yeah, right. You let that woman talk again. She needs to learn to watch her mouth. She said baseball's not a sport. My grandson plays baseball. He doesn't eat sunflower seeds.
I bet she drives and reads, too.
Yeah, but she put her makeup on. Who let her drive?
Did she just vote? I swear.
Christmas is on the way, too, and that weekend is usually one of the biggest weekends to release big movies. The most anticipated holiday movies this year are Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
Wait, is that where that little Yoda's coming from?
No, it's not.
He's so cute, though.
From The Mandalorian.
Oh, I like his little face.
Frozen 2, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, Jumanji, The Next Level, and Little Women.
I'll be excited for Jumanji.
Really, did you enjoy those movies with The Rock and Kevin Hart?
I did.
Did you?
I did.
I did like them. And I accidentally got, it was my first time ordering tickets online, and I got front row instead of back row seats.
That sucks.
And my friend and I who went, we had to sit on opposite ends in the handicap seats because I was like, I can't sit this close.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase at 6:33. Amy brought this up the other day, and I had noticed it, but hadn't paid that much attention to it. But there's something you're doing on social media, many of you are doing, that you really need to not do anymore.
And it drives me up a wall.
All right.
This time of year especially, people start posting pictures of their sick children. Oh, look at little Johnny. He's got the flu again and feels terrible. And he's like curled up on the couch. Looks like he feels terrible.
Snot.
Why are you posting this poor child's picture? Especially from women who post picture, who will not post a picture that doesn't have three filters on it.
Yeah.
If you use the Beautify app on your face at all, if you use any filter on your face every single time you post at all, stop posting pictures of your sick children. They don't want it. They don't feel good. And when think about when you're sick and have the flu and you just like, oh, I need to lay here. Imagine your significant other taking pictures of your face and posting it.
Oh, poor baby.
Like, what is the point? Are you trying to rack up sympathy points or show what a good parent you are? What is the point of doing this? Oh, look, I'm taking care of my sick kid. And we're just like, oh, parent of the year. God.
You know, also,
poor thing.
Go along with that, things that you don't need to post online is people who get these like massive cuts and they're like, man,
just oh, cut yeah, yourself. Bad injuries
that is
and
so
stuff.
Gross. Yeah. Oh, here's my bone poking through my skin. Like, thanks.
That. Check it out. I mean, yeah. I wonder how many likes I'll get.
Or roaches crawling through. I saw that too. Yeah. Somebody was like, help us get this viral. I'm like, you have 150 followers on Instagram and your account is on private. Things don't go viral like that, you dope.
That's not how that works.
Yes. Gosh, people on social media, I could go on and on. Everything they do just infuriates me.
No filter Friday.
That's right.
And no, still, there's a filter on that.
Yes. The camera on most iPhones automatically does it now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I don't have a new enough iPhone. I only have the 7 Plus.
What do you have? Because mine doesn't do it either. I have an 8 Plus.
10S Max.
Oh, yeah. Is that when that started?
Yeah, actually it was. It started on this version.
You got suckered in, man. I told you that when you got that phone. I'm still telling you, you got suckered. They saw you coming.
So, but that camera automatically corrects things. Women will post pictures of their nails and they have no knuckle lines. I'm like, oh, cool. Your skin doesn't bend. God, people are outrageous.
See, until they have a phone that will just completely replace my face, there's nothing I can do to make myself look better.
Here, let's try with Amy.
No, I'm not an attractive person, which is why I'm in radio. If I wanted to be attractive and try, I would go on TV.
You are the most attractive person in this room.
The bar is set very, very low.
I know.
It took a while to process that photo I just took of you.
Oh, the phone cracked.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wake up with the Wolf Show.
It's drop
got
one.
It, got it.
Okay.
I saw that finger. I knew exactly what you were talking about there. It is 6:52. It's Wake Up with Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy and Chase. It's good news story time.
And you would totally expect this from a Chick-fil-A anywhere in the country. You probably would not expect this from a bagel shop in New York. But it's a customer service good news story. So over this weekend, a woman from Long Island, she is headed off to Pennsylvania. They're doing a Friendsgiving dinner. She stops at a bagel shop. It's her favorite place. She goes there often.
Yes.
Gets to... and. Leaves her keys in the shop. But it's one that she left the car and she just ran in to get her bagels to go. And because it's a fob, the car was still running. And then she takes off and goes to Pennsylvania. So she realizes once she gets to Pennsylvania, like, oh my God, where are my keys?
No.
She calls the bagel shop and gets it worked out. And here's how.
He just, without hesitation, drove 3.5 hours there, 3.5 hours back, got 2 hours sleep to go to work the next day. I can't ask for anything more.
If it happened to my wife, I would want somebody else to do it for her.
Wow.
So he gets in his car and goes, I'll bring them to you.
Wow.
Now that is customer service.
That is. And she said, she goes, you know, it's my favorite place. I'm there so often. But
loyal
still,
customer.
Yeah. Even still, though, I mean, that is 7 hours round trip just to bring a customer their keys. Good for that, man.
That is a business owner that cares about the regular customer.
They hooked up in the end.
You think they did?
Chase, every good news story this week he's ruined so far. Between that and Wet Nose Wednesday.
Some kind of weird twist always coming from over there.
I will. I'll ruin something else today. Probably this whole show.
Well, it's been happening for a year, yeah.
Here's Amy.
That's how I know I won the fight.
Whatever.
Gail knows everything!
And how it works is we'll ask... I liked it. Keep doing it for the whole time.
Sorry, okay.
How it works is we'll ask Dell a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. All right, now. Guys, I'm a girl. I can't have too many things going on.
Your mind will explode.
I get overwhelmed.
Don't overwhelm you.
Thank you. So what are we talking about? Dell knows everything.
Yeah.
We'll ask him a question. He'll know the answer or make it up. You have to guess which it is. Caller 20 to 680-WOLF. We have a chance for you to win...
See, she's overwhelmed.
Let's sing Country Volume 4.
Bring the music down for real quick.
It's a video game.
Can we have complete silence for a moment?
Okay, go ahead. Regroup.
Call now. Caller 20, 680-WOLF.
What's the subject matter today? You haven't told me that, and we haven't talked about that on the
show. Oh, it's Woodstock. You were there. You helped put it together.
This ought to be a cinch.
More of the Wake Up with a Wolf show next. Gail knows everything.
93.1 The Wolf. Who is this?
This is Danny.
Okay, Danny, we're going to ask Dale a question. He'll either know the answer or make it up. You have to decide which it is, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dale, your question regarding Woodstock. Jimi Hendrix was paid $18,000 for playing at Woodstock. That was the most anyone got. Which band got paid the least at $375?
Mott the Hoople. You laugh. You're laughing over there, but it's Mott the Hoople.
Danny... Does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
I think he's wrong.
He is wrong. It's Quill. Do you know Quill, the band Quill?
No, I don't.
He invented the quill, the feather quill.
Yeah,
that's what we used to write with growing up during the Depression era.
I had no idea what it was.
All right, Danny, congratulations. You're getting hooked up with a copy of Let's Sing Country, Volume 4.
Thank you.
Dale doesn't know everything.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Amy, and Chase, good morning to you. Got a pretty nice day on the way today.
And a big shout out. Happy birthday to Cece from Caitlin and Xander today.
Yay! Happy birthday! Xander is the son of Becca, who works in the bookkeeping department, the accounting department here at the radio station. And he's a super preemie, and he's so cute. And he's something else. And I enjoy seeing his pictures.
He's getting big now.
He was really
tiny before. And now you look at him, you're like, oh, my gosh. He's like a whole man.
I know.
A whole man.
He's a little man. All right, speaking of men.
Oh, God.
And women.
Good, I'm glad we're talking about this, because it's been all week with you two.
We have been all over her about this friend of hers named Mike. You know, they're together, like, all the time.
Mike.
And we could, I'm always saying, hey, what you and Mike do today? Hey, what are you and Mike doing tomorrow? And, you know, we sort of have intimated that there's something more than just friends going on here.
And we're absolutely not. We joined, so what had started this is because on Saturday, Mike and I joined a new gym together.
Yeah.
And we just got a joint membership.
Right.
So we're talking to the woman who's signing us up, and Mike goes, oh, I'll pay for the first month for you for your Christmas gift. And I was like, no, don't do that. And the woman goes, yeah, I would want a real gift. And I looked at her. First of all, I would never say that to anybody who's giving me a gift. I would never, ever. Anything that I didn't buy myself is a gift, and I'm happy to have it.
Yes.
90% of everything I own has been given to me.
Love it.
I'm cheap and I'm poor.
Yeah.
So I looked at her. I was like, we're not together. And then I was like, oh, everybody thinks we're together. And then we had went to a different gym to use their hydro massage beds, and we were walking out, and Mike's like, whenever I'm with you, chicks really check me out. And I was like, oh, that's because they think we're together, so you're automatically, like, safer now. And because somebody else wants you, they want you, too.
He's like, it's playing hard to get.
He's like, well, no, women don't want a project. They think that, like, I've already fixed him for them.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, this is a perk. You know, this is a huge perk that, like, we hang out. We have fun together. We laugh a lot. We have similar interests. So we have a good time, and then we just, like, go do other things on the side with people that we're like, about. It's a good setup. We're just friends.
I'm gonna do my own elaborating on this. You just sit tight over there, because she hangs out with his family. Even when he's not there, she'll hang out with his family.
Party it up, yo.
She knows a lot of stuff, like his middle name and all this other stuff.
Well, don't you know that about your friends?
No, I mean, not all of them, no.
But we do spend a lot of time. He lived in my apartment complex building, like in the same apartment complex. So we hung out a lot, but you just get to know people. We would stay like at the pool together and stuff.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we know what's happening.
Right. We're pretty much like the same person. I'm just the female and he's the male of each other. You know what I mean? Like it's...
Right. Okay, whatever.
Why do you think you can't just be friends? Just because him and I are single, that we should automatically have a romantic relationship together?
No, but, I mean
it seems like you do have a load of stuff in common.
Sure.
Like, almost everything, frankly.
I know, and that's why it's nice, because you don't necessarily lose friends like that. But people, once you put a romantic tie-in on something, it completely changes things.
I understand that, but with Christmas coming up, if you two get each other a gift and it's both protein powder and you open it up, you're made for each other.
As somebody who has been single for 33 out of the 34 years of my life, I'm going to give you the best relationship advice ever. You stay friends with the people that you actually like, and you sleep with the people that you don't mind losing.
Okay, so
Amy and Mike.
Mike, in quotes,
Mike,
and Mike. By the way, what are y'all doing later today?
Going to work out, lift some weights.
You are doing something, aren't you, lady? You can tell me in your face.
I don't know.
She doesn't know. They're going to do something. She doesn't know.
I don't know. We might. I don't know. Sometimes we hang out. Sometimes we don't. I didn't see him yesterday.
Well, the reason you didn't see him yesterday is because you blew him off on the frozen yogurt on that Wednesday.
And
he's done with that.
No, we came up with something else, I think. I forget what it was.
Wing Wednesday? We suggested Wing Wednesday.
Yeah, there was. He does like wings.
Perfect, of course. Every dude likes wings.
Yeah. That's why I like them, bro.
Yeah, bro. Let's go look at women.
You're such a cool dude. Amy and Mike are just rolling with it.
Yeah, they are.
Whatever happens, you know?
Yeah, they are.
You guys, all week long, have been on my case about Mike, as you put it in quotes, which that's just his name.
Mike. Short for Michael.
It's why'd you say it like
that? We're pretty sure of that.
Yeah, we're pretty sure. Is that what you call him when you get home? Hey, Michael.
No, I call him Mike. But that because we spend a lot of time together, that because I hang out with his family and stuff like that, that there's more to it than what it is. But I don't know why we can't just be friends.
Well, you see, we wrote on the calendar on the 28th.
Yeah, Chase has put a whole timeline for when I'm going to fall in love with Mike.
On the 28th, Amy is going to Mike's house see his
family.
For
Thanksgiving.
Correct.
Yep.
And on December, I believe it's the second weekend.
What did you write? What does it say on the calendar?
Amy gets feelings.
Okay, so was it December? No, it's like the 14th.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday the 14th. I'm going to fall in love with Mike, allegedly.
Yep.
All right, what you think? 680 Wolf.
Yeah, tell her I said she needs to quit fighting it. She likes that guy, or that guy likes her.
There you go.
Why do you think that, though?
Because you're a woman, he's a man. Does he hang out with any other girls? Any other women?
Yeah, I mean, like, he, like, talks to chicks.
Does he have a girlfriend?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, because it's you. He likes you.
Exactly.
This is not true. What's your name?
Mike.
Oh!
Goodbye, Mike.
Mike.
All right, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
Shout out to Drew Brazington, who hit me up on Snapchat. He said, I was friends with one of my besties for several years and became a part of her family, but there was never anything, strictly platonic. I also have a friend in Delaware, JJ, and him and I are friends. We've gone on vacations together. Nothing has happened. Okay. We're not attracted to each other
like
that.
Okay, well, it helps that you guys live right beside each other.
Okay, now, what would change if you got into a romantic relationship with someone else, or he got into a romantic relationship with someone else? Would your very tight, very close platonic friendship continue?
Well, communication would probably change a little bit, and I get that it's weird for. We actually talked about this because he said he liked one of the chicks at the gym, and she had been telling us about her male roommate, and I was like, "Yo, find out if her male roommate's hot and tall. Like, how well would this work out?"
Oh, you have a commune.
I was like, otherwise, it's gonna be real too, like, weird when we're all on a date together, all
this
three
is,
of us.
This is a group effort.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Kelly Clarkson's talk show got renewed for another year. It's terrible. I don't know how people get this stuff greenlit to begin with. And then you come on and you suck and you still get renewed.
It's not greenlit, it's green-lighted.
But a couple things on that. I haven't checked out her show. I'm surprised, though, because she's very funny and, charismatic. In person. So I don't know why that doesn't translate on the show. Also, you need such a small amount of viewers in order to consider what's successful compared. If you look at viewership numbers today for TV that you have to watch live compared to 20 years ago, it's a huge difference because everything's just on demand and mostly streaming now.
A daily show is so expensive. A daily TV show, it's a lot of money. We'll see. She lasts another year. She's hoping to be the next Ellen.
Do you know what's crazy? The amount of people who work on that show to what she actually does. Do you know what I mean? Like, we come in here, we're responsible for, like, doing bits and all this stuff and coming up with content. But you have whole shows where there's a producer, even on radio.
Multiple producers.
Yeah, multiple, where they come in, they all audio clips are pulled. They do a whole show rundown. Here's pretty much what you're going to talk about, how you're going to do it, blah, blah, blah. It's all handled. And you just show up, talk on the mic. The board is run for you. And they're still not that good.
We need flunkies. Let's see about that if we get out there. See if we can find some flunkies.
Don't they get paid a lot, too?
What, flunkies?
No, the people who just sit back and just let
everybody. Oh, yeah. The less you do, the more you get paid.
How can we get on that?
Yeah, exactly.
Chase should be getting money hand over fist.
All right, let's move on to something else here.
Yeah, I got that.
He got it right away, I think. Here's your headline. Guess the state. Guy uses stranger's Porsche as a battering ram to get his Nissan out of impound.
Ooh, California.
Oh, that's a good one.
A Porsche.
But he was getting his Nissan out. So could I have a hint, please, Dale?
Cold.
Canada.
Oh, nope. I'm going.
I said it was domestic.
Oh, Minnesota then.
I can't. Yeah, I'm going to say that one. Minnesota.
Bang on. Minnesota. 20-year-old guy named Benjamin Guerre from Lanesboro, Minnesota. Last Wednesday, his 2019 Nissan was impounded. He couldn't get it back till he paid the $300 towing bill. So last Sunday, he went to the auto shop where it was being stored to get it back. He just needed a way to burst through the fence to get it out.
Yeah.
And his answer was a 2012 Porsche that was parked right by his car in the lot and was unlocked with the keys inside. So instead of just stealing the Porsche and calling it an upgrade on what he was driving, he used the Porsche as a battering ram to make a hole in the fence. Then he abandoned the Porsche and drove his Nissan safely through the hole.
There's many memories in the backseat of that Nissan. I got to get it.
It's not clear how he thought this was going to work out for him. The cops quickly tracked him down because it was an impound lot and arrested him on several charges.
Don't you have a little bit of respect for him, though, because he didn't steal the Porsche?
Yeah, that is. I do. And it's the company's fault for leaving the keys in the car, so he should be off.
Don't be a volunteer victim.
That's right. He did it, though.
Good for it. What's his name? Guillermo?
No, it wasn't Guillermo. It was Benjamin Guillier.
Okay. Not Guillermo. Jimmy Kimmel.
Guillermo better in his Nissan.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Andy and Chase. It's 8:13. I did something when I went to Kentucky that I haven't done in I don't know how long. I went out to eat with my ex-wife.
Love.
I haven't done that in I don't know when, but I was reminded of the 20 years plus we were together and how every single time we went out to eat, there was some disaster with her food. I don't care where we were going.
Is it her reaction or is it actually, the restaurant's fault? There's always an issue with what she...
I'd say it's 70-30 in her favor there. I'm gonna tell you what happened here in a little while. It's just a, you know, why did I not see this coming? As soon as I saw the food come out, I'm like, here we go, strap in.
I knew it. She probably gets weird items.
Speaking of lunch things, you and Chase went out to lunch yesterday. You wanted to surprise him with it. You wouldn't tell him what it is. We asked you three questions. Well, I did the color of the logo. You didn't know. Whether it was hot or cold food, you said both. And whether it was a single course place or a place that you would generally get multiple courses, and you said multiple courses. Yeah. And you guys ended up where?
Are we telling them now?
Yeah.
Is this a reveal?
Mm-hmm.
Bill's Pizza Pub, which I did not know there was another one other than the one down near Level Cross. I thought that was the last one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And there's one in Oak Ridge. I didn't know.
The one in Oak Ridge is 15 times better than the one off of like Randleman Road.
So guys, at Oak Ridge Bill's Pizza Pub, two thumbs up. You're doing an awesome
Three
job.
Thumbs up.
And if you want to see the picture, there's a lot for you to critique in there. Somebody's making fun of the fork that you're using, Chase. Other people are making fun of you two splitting a pizza when it looks like it's a pizza that I could eat by myself. I don't know what size you got.
It was a medium.
Well, yeah.
I also got a salad, but I could have eaten that pizza by myself for sure.
That it looks delicious, but you can see that. It's up on our Facebook page at 93.1 The Wolf.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
What was that, Dale?
You're still thinking about Sarah Evans.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Get excited. This one's for Amy. I got this for you. Coffee Mate Creamers coming out with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal flavor.
Oh, no. You'll have to get it.
Absolutely will.
Just drink
it. Toast Crunch. I'll just eat it dry. In one day, I would like to say 2 hours. Left to my own devices, I will eat a family-sized box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch on the couch, dry, out of the box in 2 hours.
Do you take your finger with the sugar and rub it on your gums?
Yeah, when I'm done, hell yeah, I do.
All right, here's a tip Thursday. If you're making a smoothie, pour a shot of the creamer into the smoothie.
Oh.
I'm telling
you. Probably really good.
It is. I make strawberry vanilla or a strawberry banana smoothie, and I'll put a shot of the sugar-free French vanilla creamer into my little
game changer
blender, and it makes a great smoothie.
Just the tip.
Just tip Thursday. That's right. This weekend, two major movies coming out. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks, rated PG.
I'm excited to say, you know, he found out he's actually related to him.
Really?
Wow. Tom Hanks is related to Mr. Rogers.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And Frozen 2, rated R. No, I'm just kidding. Rated PG.
This is a whole different thing going on here.
Rated NC-17.
Right.
It's the kind of the advertisements you see on those websites.
The red band trailers.
Where you're like, wait a minute, what is Lois doing to Peter now?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Anyway, that's got our girl Kristen Bell in it.
You sounded a little like Charles Nelson Reilly there, by the way.
That's right. All right, look up in the night sky tonight if you're going to stay up late, or if you go to bed early like me, you're going to set your alarm for 11:30 tonight. Why, you may ask?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
There's a unicorn meteor shower.
Yes, unicorns will shoot through the air. No, that's just the name of
It's like Sharknado, but with unicorns.
That's the name of the meteor shower that'll be coming through at a rate of 400 meteors per hour between... 11:30 and 12:30 is when the peak is going to be.
You have that nice telescope, but this is visible with the naked eye.
Naked eye, the moon will not affect, the brightness of the moon will not affect the meteors.
I think I saw the opener this morning on the way in. I saw something just fall from the sky.
What about
like a white light?
Does your will to live.
What about the clouds?
That hasn't been up in a while.
What about the clouds, though?
Is it going to be cloudy tonight?
The forecast is cloudy. Yeah.
Look at both of you. Look on apps. Get out of here. What's
all right,
next?
You know what? Let's all of us at 11:30 go outside, deep breath in, look up at the sky, and blow out.
You're laughing at that, but the other day when there was fog, we had the, what are they called? The landscapers
leaf
come
blowers.
By. The leaf blowers. And I was like, I wonder if they're pushing the fog away.
so proud
of you. And she was serious.
She was serious. Moving on, downtown Greensboro we go. There's a new restaurant opening up called Smoked. Look forward to this. Guess.
Barbecue.
I've got the list of what they're going to have.
Let's hear it.
9 different smoked meats daily.
Wow.
Here's the
list.
That's a lot. It is.
Brisket.
I'm in.
Pastrami.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You
chicken.
Something there?
Yeah, he did. Chicken wings. Mm-hmm. St. Louis style ribs.
Love those. Yo. Big old rib, yeah.
Pork shoulder and even impossible meat loaf with a vegan-friendly plant-based meat substitute.
They're opening today. You two always bag on about food and barbecue. Why aren't we invited to anything? Nobody cares about us at all.
Why weren't we
this
invited?
This area is the worst.
Why weren't we invited to a VIP opening? Or
yeah.
Exactly.
You know what? In fact, what strike this whole conversation from the record. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be associated with them now.
You just say off the record and you're good to go.
How much delay? I can hit the delay button.
Yeah, it's already gone.
Hit the dump button. Dump the whole conversation.
It's already
Why
gone.
Why would they reach out to us? You two love barbecue. You can be spokesperson for them.
Yeah. We like endorsements. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. And we've talked about this before, but it is true. Your fingernails grow at approximately 3.5 millimeters or 0.14 inches per month. And your toenails grow slower at 0.06 inches per month. But mine... It's like somebody sprinkled Miracle-Gro on mine. Mine just shoot out there.
Shout out to, it's the worst superpower ever. Shout out to all the men who have nicely manicured hands and feet. We support you and appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
I'm going to get a manicure now.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Wake up with the Wolf Show, 8:39 now. Possible school bus strike in Guilford County next week.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, they're looking on going on a strike because they would like a pay raise. Now, Guilford County school bus drivers, the district has said, the CFO specifically says that they have gave drivers a $250 bonus in October and plans to give another bonus in December.
When was the last time you got a bonus?
Never.
Okay. Do you find it also hella suspicious that they just happen to want to strike when they already have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off?
That's key. It's like planning. Getting sick.
It's good planning.
I'm like, get a whole week off? Yeah, let's strike Monday and Tuesday.
Hats off to the strike planner.
I'll be honest with you. I might get sick on Wednesday, next Wednesday. We're throwing that out there. But,
I've been sick of you. What? Sorry.
Keep it up. But they're saying that they're not going to cancel classes. At the moment, they are looking for other staff with proper license for driving the buses, but they say they will figure out whether to excuse student absences for those days at that moment.
Okay. All right. Well, watch out for that.
If you're a student, is this like a snow day? You're just like waiting. You're like, please let them.
The bus doesn't show up. Well,
no bus, no school.
That's right.
That's not what these buses will be doing.
Not riding the roads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.